You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Mob Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Mob Wives After Show.
And I can't wait to finally explode.
Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another episode of Mob Wives Season Finale, Season 3, Episode 13. We're so sad, Roxy, aren't we?
13 was not enough.
No. Well, I am your host, Erica Vieira, and I am joined here by
Roxy Stryer.
And we're both here very sad, mourning the end of Mob Wives.
Well, I had like a huge smile on my face. I cannot smile when I'm here with you.
I know.
No, but it's really sad. At least we have reunion and things to come back for, but and at least it was an incredible episode.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys have any ideas of shows you think we should do that are coming up, maybe new ones, where Roxy and I are trying to figure out a show to do with Kevin and get the group together. So something cool and fun.
Maybe grab Jessica back in here. Get some Jersey Shore action going on.
Yes. So let's talk about Mob Wives. This was the kind of episode where it all led up to one big event.
This was the kind of season that all led up to one event.
It really was, actually. When you really look at it and you look at how the producers set this entire season up, because I don't even know, I mean, chronologically speaking, if this actually happened at the end of everything else.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't think it did, actually, based on the way things ended.
Right. I'm not sure either, but I know that the way that it's been presented to us, they've been talking about this for months.
Yes.
Like, literally, the two of them have had an issue from day one of the season. So, honestly, I think that the producers were really smart here.
Yeah.
And even if this isn't the way it went chronologically, you know, bits and pieces here and there, they led us all to this point.
And even though there probably was a lot of other things going on, like other little dramas, but the fact that what happened at that party would just, it was just too good not to make a big deal of. They really focused the entire season around that.
I'm actually so excited to talk to you about it because I'm not even quite sure. It was so hectic and so fast that I need to actually break it down to not just to express my opinions, but to understand what
exactly happened
on Earth.
Well, let's get started. Let's just start. We're going to go through the episode tonight. I think that's the easiest way to discuss this episode. And the top of the episode starts off with Ramona and Karen. They're out shopping. And we see Karen kind of talking about, like, the whole thing with Love and Carla. And this entire episode, everyone's talking about this party, Drita's birthday party. Everyone knows Love's going to be there. Everyone knows Carla's going to be there. And everyone has an opinion about it. And Karen is basically, which is interesting, I mean, Karen's saying that, like, violence is not the answer. That was her conversation she had with Ramona.
Right. And she's also thinking that she can hold Love back because they've been friends for so long. Violence is not the answer. And I can take care of that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, as we see, that doesn't happen. But Karen does kind of see herself as like a big shot. And like also, like, I think she puts a lot of weight into her relationship with Love and her friendship with Love because, like, she said this too, you know, I'm really the only one here out of this group that has any way that I could possibly even control Love.
Right, and I thought it was interesting when they are given the title or self-proclaimed the party ruiners because they don't want that title anymore. I feel like that's why Karen doesn't want all of these physical fights because they really do at the end of the day, even though it makes great television, these are their actual lives. And, of course, they want to have a good time. They don't want to be fist fighting all the time. Yeah. And I just think that that's interesting because we're looking at them like they're always looking to kick some butt.
Yeah.
And it's their actual lives. Yeah. And that's not what they're trying to do all the time.
Yeah, but the problem is like history is repeating itself. I mean, you know, in past seasons, these women have shown that what they're capable of and what they can do and what they're willing to do in times when they're presented with other people, they, you know, issues and things like that. They have fought, like physically fought. So, you know, obviously I'm sure it's not something they want to do all the time, but unfortunately for them, they've exhibited that kind of behavior in the past. So, and another thing I thought that was interesting about this scene is that, like, Karen even is like, and we start seeing everyone's opinions of love, but Karen even herself is saying, like, love is, she said, quotes, love is not all there mentally. Like, that's a big statement coming from someone that knows somebody for so long.
This is what I was saying last week about love.
Mm-hmm.
People, even that are her closest friends, acknowledge that she's crazy.
Yeah,
and as exactly. I was saying, I have friends like this. They're so loyal. And when they've got your back, it's so clear what an amazing friend they are that it's not necessarily the first priority for them to be altogether sane.
Mm-hmm.
Karen's not dumb. Karen doesn't look at love and think, this is a perfect person. Dorita's not dumb. Big Ange is not dumb. None of these girls are looking at her.
Smart.
You know, they're all smart ladies. Even Love is smart. And they're all, they can all figure it out, you know? We really see tonight that, you know, we've been going back and forth. You asked the question last week, is love insane?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we can come to any answer other than yes. Like, and I think that becomes pretty clear. And I think that all of Love's best friends would come to the same conclusion.
Yeah, yeah. I think Love even admits it.
Yeah.
She blacks out. I mean, she has issues.
She broke her fist against the wall.
We'll talk about that. That was like, are you kidding me?
I feel like if we're talking about love is the thing and not the person, this is like the deepest conversation I've ever heard.
Yeah, if you have no idea, you've never watched the show and you're just doing this, we are speaking about a human being.
Yeah, a person. All right. So then we move on to a scene between Carla and Joe where they go grab some food or something. And they're discussing a couple of different things. Carla was finally served the divorce papers.
Right.
And, you know, in this scene, I was sad because I like Carla and Joe together. I think Joe's actually really cute.
Dude, this reminded me of
they're
when she
so
went to
cute.
Get her teeth or whatever clean.
The facialist.
The facial, that's what it was. Honest to God, I think they are the most sane, cute couple
they
on the
are.
Show. That
physically,
is not,
they're very attractive couple together. Like, they look great.
And I love that they're exes and are friends, and they went to the pizza shop, and it seems so civil. And I just love the scene. I felt like I was getting to know Carla and Joe's relationship, and there's clearly still something there. And even Carla said, she's like, even though we're getting divorced, there's still, of course, that almost mutual respect. I don't remember the exact word she said.
Well, during the conversation, during that scene, like Joe was like totally had Carla's back when it came to the whole Angel thing and was pretty much telling her, Carla, don't do this. Don't be in that fight. You're a mother. You're a good person. I mean, he really was like giving her very good advice and like really had her back in the situation. Wanted her to look good. Wanted her to exhibit like ladylike behavior too.
While never discrediting her for what she's doing.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I thought it was really great. Like you're saying, the quote was, you're a mother of two kids. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for you to be in a cat fight.
Yeah.
Which is completely
true. I wrote that down too.
Yeah, it's really interesting the way he phrased it. But he never was like, you've done this in the past. You chose to be on a TV show.
Yeah.
You need to respect your children. He was just saying like, listen, this is what it is. And you know these women and you know yourself and you know you're capable of walking away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, I thought she would have been capable of walking away too. And I don't think she was given the choice.
Yeah,
but
we'll talk about that. Don't jump the gun, Roxy.
I can't help it with this episode.
Don't jump the gun. Let's just talk about Carla and Joe.
It's a hard life.
I know. It's so hard here at AfterBuzz TV. Anyways, so I was sad that Carla and Joe aren't together and that they are getting a divorce and that this is really like we're just starting to see like their relationship because he was in jail for so long and I just think he's really cute. Okay, anyways, and he did talk about the fact like this is absolutely ridiculous with the wings. He's like 700 companies out there have wings as logos. He's like, my father drew those wings. Like, where the hell is she getting that from? So, you know.
Just like we said.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then next scene we see Drita driving on the phone with Lee. And, you know, the season's over. We never actually saw Lee, as we predicted.
But I'm glad at least we got to hear his voice in an extended phone conversation this time.
Yeah. And then Drita goes into, like, kind of a lot of things we had talked about. Like, she's giving him another chance. Like, she wants to make a family work. Like, she's very... For Drita, this family life is really, really important. And she's saying, like, I'm putting my heart on the line. I'm, like, throwing my heart out there, hoping it doesn't get crushed because I want this so bad for my girls and for this family.
As somebody who admittedly has not seen every episode of the show from season one and season two, those flashbacks were so awful.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even. She, when she says, I got so sick last time, I almost died. And we see those flashbacks of the screaming and the horror and her being cheated on and the emotion. Like, the Drita we know today wouldn't even recognize herself a few years ago. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable to me. And I don't know. Some people say once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm somebody who believes that every individual is different. But, you know, just like and he's just not that into you, there's the rule and then there's the exception to the rule. And not many women are the exception to the rule. I really hope Drita is. I really hope Lee is. I hope he's not once a cheater, always a cheater. I hope he comes back in the house and he's a great parent.
I hope so too.
All of these things that she is concerned about, I hope she wins because she deserves it. But realistically, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, we don't know Lee that well either. So it's hard for us to say, too, because this is all from her perspective. But
he has been away for 8 years. Yeah. So, you know.
The circumstances have changed. Now he's home and he's not going anywhere. And hopefully. And that's another thing Drita says, too. Like, I hope he doesn't. She said this, like, Lee is always tempted by the street life.
Right.
And so we hope, too. I mean, there's a lot of ways he can screw up. He can get back into jail, do something to get him back into jail, or he can cheat on Drita. And Drita's taking that choice for...
Or not be a great father.
Choice. Drita's taking that chance.
Right. Yeah, it's really hard. And honestly,
I think he's a good father, though. I mean, Drita has said time and time again, like, he's a good father. He's there for the girls, blah, blah, blah. So I don't think for her that's the issue.
Even though he may be, when he is there, he's not always there.
Well, yeah,
so
exactly,
that's the problem.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think if anything can change a person, it's 8 years in prison. So, you know, like, maybe that is the exception to the rule. Maybe that is what flips the switch. And honestly, if everything happens for a reason... Maybe that's why he went away and was locked up, so that he could come out and be a better person.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, when you're in a relationship and, like, a guy's cheating and then you take him back, he cheats, and then you take him back or whatever, like, there's nothing that's changing. The circumstances are the same. But in this case, like, there has been some changes. He's back home now. He was in jail for 8 years. Like, I think she's trying to give that a shot, you know? Like, things have changed a little bit.
But it's tough because there are people out there that become better and not bitter.
Yeah.
But then there are people out there that become bitter and not better. And it's like...
Say that 10 times fast, Roxy.
Seriously.
Better and bitter, better and bitter.
And those are the two roads you can take. You either go away, get locked up, had all this bad things happen to you, and you become a bitter person, and you take it out on the ones you love, and you screw them over, or you're like, oh, this is eye opening, and I'm going to move on. So I guess we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll get some updates on the reunion. I'm really hoping so for this situation.
Right,
too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then after this, we see an interesting scene with Ramona trying on wedding dresses with her, according to her gay husband Sammy. So, what do you think of this scene?
I thought it was interesting. I couldn't at first. First of all, Sammy was so cute.
Yeah, he
I
was.
I thought he was really cute.
I thought he was really cute too. And why is this the first time we're seeing him? Because he's super cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
The deal with the wedding dresses. I couldn't tell exact. She just seems more into the dress and the food and everything else than her husband being there. And it just is, as again to me, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Like when she keeps being like, I just hope my husband can come out for that day. And she talks about how she has been married in a courtroom before. It was weird to me. Like, I've got the flowers. I got this. All I need is the man. That's not the order of things. That's not the way it works.
I know. I got that feeling, too. Like, she's really preoccupied with the party. She's really preoccupied with the wedding itself. But just, I don't know. I mean, for her, she made it seem as if, you know, I've never had this before. I've never had, like, a big wedding. Like you said, I got married in the court or in the courthouse.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything. And this is my shot. This is my opportunity to have that big wedding.
And he is the love of my life.
He's the love of my wife. Oh, life. Okay. I mean, whatever.
Maybe
it's still, to me, a big wedding without the groom or even having, you know, it just sucks.
Here's the thing. Maybe he's the love of her life. And if he is, then isn't that the most important thing?
Yeah, of course.
So it was weird to me. And then the other thing that was weird to me, and maybe you guys out there can fill us in on this because it was a little over my head. Maybe you picked up more. Ramona wouldn't tell her parents. Sammy was like, maybe you should tell your parents.
Yes, I thought that was interesting.
I was like, huh. I don't really know what's going on there. And
I don't
know,
either, because I missed a few of the episodes, right. too, back
I know
in season
you guys
two.
Are, we're huge fans now, and over the next few months that's off, I'm definitely going to go through and catch up. But you guys are the biggest fans there are. Oh, excuse me, biggest fans there are. So if you know, go to iTunes, talk to us, go to our YouTube, talk to us. I need to know, why can't Ramona tell her parents?
Yeah, I don't know either.
What am I missing there? Yeah. So
she tries dresses on, and I thought they were kind of cheesy. I didn't really like the one she picked. What did you think?
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm trying not to be mean because I don't know. Maybe in person they're better, but yeah, they were tacky looking to me.
They were tacky. She's a really attractive woman. She's got a great figure.
Right.
I think she could have found something
I'm just
better.
One of those, like, the simpler
me too.
On your wedding. Like, just a nice, clean cut.
Yeah.
I don't need all... it made lace. Her look... She's a great body, like you're saying, mm-hmm. and it made her look bulgier mm-hmm. because there was so much fabric.
Yeah. 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 I would. Okay.
Just anyway. We'll
mm-hmm. Next to Big Ange. Okay. Next scene is we've got Big Ange with... Oh, no. We did... There was, like, a little scene there with Big Ange. They didn't really do much.
No, yeah. not much.
So, actually, then we'll skip over to a scene with Love and... What was it?
Karen and Ramona. And Love's on the phone.
And yeah, okay, that's it. And so, yeah, pretty much the same thing. Like in this situation, Love, it's revealed that like Love broke her hand because she got so mad. And
she has 6 broken bones in her hand because she punched it against the wall.
Because she got so upset.
Because she was so upset.
What was she so upset about?
No idea.
And it was just funny how she called Love, trying to, okay, I'm going to, you know, Karen's like, I'm going to try and reason with Love and talk to her like, you know, this is, let's not fight. We're going to have a fun time at the party. Let's be civil.
This is when you know. This is when you know that Love is not backing down because she's yelling at Karen.
I know. And, like, she's, like, getting herself more and more angry. Like, you hear it as she's talking about. Like, Karen's not instigating anything. Ramona's not instigating anything. And Love is just getting angrier and angrier and angrier.
This is one of those phone conversations where I'm sitting in on my couch watching this, and I'm, like, tweaking a little bit because it's making my heart pound. I'm like, I know what's coming. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. When's she going to crack? So, yeah, I felt very tense during this moment.
I just knew that this is like the foreshadowing of what was going to come.
Absolutely.
And we all knew it wasn't going to be pretty. So let's just jump right into it. So we've got the 80s party. First of all, I do want to start like a little lighthearted. Like, how much did you love the women's look?
So cute.
Wasn't it so cute?
This was the most annoying thing that Carla has done, in my opinion, all season, is that she didn't dress up. I cannot
stand.
I cannot stand women that don't dress up.
Yeah.
Dress up.
Or
do something with your hair
theme.
Or your makeup. If there's a theme.
No, she was dressed up, but like the
that's
theme.
What I meant, to the theme. Dress to the theme.
I'll be so far as to say I hate that.
Like, I hate it.
I hate it so
if it is
much.
Your best friend's birthday party and she has a theme, you dress the F up.
Yes.
Especially if it's something fun.
This like isn't 80s.
Something you could have, even if you didn't want to go out and buy something, then do your hair and makeup different. Like, I'm sorry.
Have fun with it. Don't take yourself so seriously. Show up. Do crazy hair. Do crazy makeup. It's fun.
Every
like,
other woman did. In there did it.
Yeah.
So what? Do you have a stick up your ass?
Too cool for school?
Like, you're not that great.
Yeah.
You're not above everybody else. That you can't go flashback to the 80s.
I 100% agree. I was so annoyed about that. And that's a personal issue I have, too. If someone's throwing a theme, you got to show up in theme. I'm all about themes.
I love theme. I think
themes are great.
And it's harder to plan a party with a theme. So, you know, you show the respect. Trina has this whole idea. And it's her birthday. And it was fun. And it's the 80s. And she even said 80s, 90s. Like, you've got mad options here. And everybody else looked awesome.
Awesome.
Oh,
like, I thought Ramona looked amazing. I loved the way she looked. Renee, like, so dynasty. I love it. Like, and Carla looks so, not Carla, Drita looks so cute in her thing.
The leggings.
I loved it. I think the girls looked amazing. I loved how they look. And bravo to all of them except for Carla for dressing up.
Right.
And the other thing, too. So if we first see it where they're walking in, Carla shows up early with Big Ange. You're kind of getting, you know, settled. And then I think next comes in Renee.
Was this dick in the soup? I need to ask you, though. The way that these women walked in and the order they walked in and the people they walked in with, was this the producers?
I don't know. I mean, I think, probably Love showing up last. definitely has something to do with it. I don't know, like, you know, Karen showing up with Ramona, and I don't know if that
like
all had
Carla
to do with
first
it.
And Love last was there because we wanted to build the tension. I don't know.
I don't know.
Just throwing it out.
But
there.
Like, but with Carla already sitting there, I mean, right away she just, there is something about Carla, and I see why the women say it. There's something about her that she kind of always has this like stick up her ass. She has this like look that she has where she was sitting there as Karen and Ramona show up, and she's like, I mean,
they get annoyed by her laugh. They get annoyed by.
I mean, she makes these faces, and she's sitting there like with her hands crossed, like
100%,
like with a total attitude. Like she has this. I do see what the women are saying. She has that about her,
dude. I completely agree, and more so than that, I think it just perfectly to a T describes it. She is the woman in the group who does not dress up for the theme party,
right.
And yes. That just describes
that
it.
That says a lot. Like it does.
Like the faces, yes, all these things, but when it comes down to it, mm-hmm. She's the one who cannot go into the, I don't want to look good. She's got to look good. She's got to be on her A game. She's got to be prepped.
She
you know?
Can't get down and she can't get down and have fun and right. Let her hair down and right. Let loose and not take herself so seriously. She's always got to be like sitting there. And she just looked really uncomfortable too. Like she just looked like, but the problem I think with Carla too is that she masks it or like hides it by saying, I don't care about these women. I don't give a what, you know what. I don't care. Why do they care so much about me?
She victimizes
herself.
She
does. And she hides it all instead of saying, you know what? I'm really uncomfortable. These women are, I don't feel like I'm not comfortable around them. And I don't,
right.
She just, I don't care. It's like, I understand where
Carla. You have the voice. You got it down.
I understand where Carla's at. Like, I get it. If I were Carla, I'd be upset too about this whole fiasco with Love. I get it. But like, there's something about her that's just, ugh, like.
Yep, I'm totally with you.
Yeah. So anyways, and it really was exasperated in this scene too, just the way she was like, oh, whatever. Like, and even like Big Ange and Drita saying, hey, I want to go out and get a smoke. Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not scared of those women. I probably would have been like, actually, can I go with you?
Or just be like, thank you so much for asking.
Mistake.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, or something. I don't care about them. And I actually think Carla should have always made sure she was around those two. Because Big Ange, the women have a lot of respect for her. I don't know if Love would have.
And Drita.
And this is Drita's party. And if these two women had Carla's back as they did, and they said, hey, we're walking outside. Are you okay? Carla should have actually like been smart. And I don't want to say smart, but she should have protected herself.
Big Ange and Drita are middle ground.
Yeah,
Karen is not.
No, and neither is Ramona.
And that was stupid of herself mm-hmm. to put that in that position.
And I think...
And it was stupid of Karen to think that she could have been the stopper of the fight. Like,
yeah, and Drita, I mean, Drita said, like, you know, I have to say, like, I don't know if that fight would have happened the way it would have happened if Big Ange and Drita were there. And I think that was the first mistake that Carla made, was letting them leave without her either going with them or you know, just letting them leave her sight.
Right.
So anyways, and then the other thing too that they talked about a little bit at the beginning of this scene was Renee and Carla, and the fact that Renee and Carla hadn't really seen each other since the knife fight or whatever the hell that was. And, you know, there was a little bit of tension there, but it wasn't.
Dude, if I knew I had one enemy there already, yeah. If I was Carla, I would have gone up to Renee and been like, hi, how are you?
Yes.
Just making sure everything's still fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope you have a great time.
Yeah.
She, like, on purpose, like, turned her back, did the look.
And that's what I was talking about. And that was what I was referring to, with, like, Carla having that attitude. Like, she just had that face, like, where that, even if, like, Renee was above the whole thing and, like, it was done with her, like, she said, Renee's like, I'm sober now, like, I've moved past it. Even if Renee came from with that attitude, Carla's energy was just
so negative.
Negative.
Yep, I completely agree.
And so, anyway, so then the girls go outside. Love shows up with a girlfriend. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Love shows up and, like, right away, like, you know, it seems like Love's trying to be civil. But then, you know, she's talking to Karen and Ramona. And Karen's like, you know, Love, I think it's great that you're being civil. And Karen's like, it's not a matter of. She said
okay,
something.
Here, what was it? Here are the two quotes. This isn't the one you're talking about. But the first quote that Love gives that I want to give is, it's so nuts to me. When Carla has beef with me when she's never even met me. Well, you
it
also
goes
have
both ways. Yeah,
it goes both ways. And this is the quote you're talking about. Oh, I'm not behaving. I'm just waiting. There's a big difference.
Yes. And Karen was like, oh God. You know, you could see them in their faces, like, oh, really?
I mean, if you can tell that you're not behaving and you're smart enough to know you're not behaving, then behave.
Behave. Like I don't get it.
You know, there have been times where I've been completely out of line, but I didn't know I was out of line before I was out of line. Like, you know, afterwards.
You're saying if you're self-aware enough right. at the moment to know that, like, right. be self-aware not to exasperate a situation.
If you're sober enough, smart enough, self-aware enough, whatever the word is, to realize what you're doing is wrong, don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's when you do something out of anger and then afterwards you're like, oh crap, I shouldn't have done that. But that's not what this was.
Okay, so exactly, it wasn't. It wasn't. And love was already kind of...
It was premeditated. It was premeditated. Completely.
And love was ready. And love is like saying things like, I'm going to get my respect one way or another, which is an interesting quote because it's like, people earn respect. Respect isn't, you know...
Taken.
And like, and love almost feels like she's entitled to respect. Why? I don't know why. Because she's the bomb, according to love. But like... Respect, in my opinion, is earned.
In my opinion, respect is mutual.
Yeah, and it's mutual. Yeah, and it's mutual. And love, of course, it just got me when she said this. I'm going to get my respect one way or another. So whether it means love has to, you know, pulverize Carla, she's getting her respect.
Yeah, from the quotes that I just said and the quote that you just said, it's just, like...
She's ready for a fight.
She's ready. You know, ready. That's all we needed to know.
So then, you know, Drita and Big Ange walk outside. Carla's left there with other girls that we don't know who they are. And then Karen then decides, or Love, somebody decides, like, let's do the talk now.
Well, because Karen asks if she wants to talk, and when Love says yes, Karen's like, oh my God, if Love's saying yes, we have to do it right this second.
And why? And why, first of all, is Karen instigating this? Why is Karen saying to you guys, if they need to talk, they need to talk now? Why?
I think she's meddling.
Is it because it's being filmed? And everyone's
100%.
There? 100%. And yeah. So
she's meddling because she thinks she can make a difference, and she can't. And she's not...
Well, we learned she can't.
Right. And she's not aware enough of the situation, and she is too cocky.
Karen?
Yes, in this situation, she's too cocky. She thinks she can play God.
Or she's underestimating love.
Right. She thinks she can play God, and she can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, so then Karen... You know, ask Love, do you want to talk to Carla? And Love's like, yeah, I want to talk to her. I want to talk to her. Okay, fine, great. So now Karen, trying to be a mediator, which Roxy, you said before, Karen isn't middle ground. And that's also the problem, too. So Karen, though, in her eyes, is the mediator. She's a middle ground. And she, you know, she goes up to Carla. Oh, you know, she wants, let's have a talk. And Carla's like, okay, fine. And I kind of agree, too, with Carla. If I were Carla, I'd be like, fine, let's just get this over with. Like, let's just be done with it. And Carla probably expected Love to at least be civil, just to talk a little bit.
A sentence. A word. A word.
Something. So, you know, then Carla, you know, trusts the situation that it might be okay, goes outside with Karen and Love.
Oh, I think it was not outside. I think it was just that little booth.
Oh, it wasn't outside? Oh, okay.
It was that little table.
Oh, yeah, it was a table. Yeah, wherever they go. Yeah, somewhere in the corner, somewhere out of, like, the whole group.
Right.
So... There's like a little like shuffle back and forth as to who's sitting where, someone's sitting down, someone's standing up, you're sitting down, standing up. They both somehow sit down, and then...
It's like Carla doesn't even sit down. Before she can, she's in Love's hands.
Love just jumps the table and pulls her hair. Like, just jumps over like an animal.
What I don't understand is, why is Carla bleeding in her hand?
Well, who knows? Who knows? Because
she went swinging back and...
But it could have been from those bouncers. Like,
usually they try to keep the camera crews out of the way. This was like, you could see camera crews, you could see bouncers. They didn't care about the fact that they were screwing up that this is a reality show, because usually they like to keep that separate.
I mean, when they have fights like this, you've seen it on Jersey Shore, you've seen it on the other mob wives.
Absolutely, but I'm saying this one was so big that they had everybody in there pulling everybody off. You know, usually on Jersey Shore, they'll have one guy come in and two guys come
in. Sure,
this was like, they couldn't be bothered with the fact that this was a show. This was real life for a minute.
This is like a liability issue.
Yeah, because somebody was going to get really hurt.
Uh-huh. And
like hospital hurt.
Yeah. And so Love pulls Carla's hair, and then it just becomes mayhem. Like, and then bouncers jump in. They're trying to separate the two. Karen's trying to separate the two of them. And then we don't see Love. Like, Love is gone in a second. And
gone.
I think they took her. And then you see Carla, like, fighting with everyone, all the bouncers the security and everybody.
Because she thinks Karen set her up.
Yeah, she thinks Karen set her up. And so she just doesn't know. And it's almost like you get the sense that she's just like this lost animal in the middle of nowhere. And like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then you're like, oh, Carla, just chill out a little bit, you know?
I don't blame her, though.
I don't blame her, too, because that's scary.
Like, from an outside perspective, of course, we're like, chill out. Yeah. You need to calm down. Yeah. But I would have been this, like, if somebody swings at me and I've been swung out before, I'm like, everything inside of me.
It's fight or flight.
Blood, yeah, exactly. Your blood's boiling. You're not going to, somebody swings at you, you're not going to just step back and you're actually hit. Mm-hmm. You're not going to step back, laugh, and just chill out.
No.
You're in fight mode.
Yeah, you are.
So whoever's there, they're about to get, and Carla's a tough girl.
Yeah, she is.
So honestly, it's just hard. And then she's like, did Drita set me up? Because she went outside of this moment. And do I have any friends here? And who do I trust?
And, yeah. And then you see, you do, speaking of Drita, you see Drita and Big Ange coming back and being like, are you kidding me? I was gone for like a minute and this happened. And Drita says, like, if I was there, this wouldn't have happened. Do we know that for sure? Of course not. But like Drita said, like, if this fight's going to happen, I wouldn't have let it happen.
I felt really bad for Drita here. Yeah, I felt really bad for Carla.
Honestly, like, I felt, it was Love who made the huge issue. Like, Love and Carla said this. And I thought this is exactly what I was thinking when this happened. And Carla said this all the way at the end. It's like, I'm glad everyone finally got to see how crazy Love is. Like, Love pretty much proved the fact that she's crazy. She proved what Carla had been saying all along, that she's crazy. And she proved it to Love pretty much, like, built her own grave.
I love that quote. And I loved when Carla said, when you can't speak to someone and all you want to do is fight, that's a bully.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what Love is. Mm-hmm. She's a crazy bully.
Yeah.
She's a good friend to her friends, but she's a bully.
Yeah, she is. For someone she doesn't like, even like that poor woman that we saw last week out in the corner who was checking out to see what was going on, Ramona's friend.
Right.
I mean, she runs after her. It's right. Like, dude, Love. Like, just because you don't like somebody, just because somebody doesn't agree with you, it does not give you the right to sit there and physically attack them.
That's or interesting.
Even verbally attack them.
Interesting, because last week we see her use her words with Ramona.
Yeah.
So we know she's capable
because
of
she
it.
Has a respect for Ramona.
Right.
And
so we
she
know
likes
she's
Ramona.
Yeah, but some people aren't capable of, they're not intelligent enough to make articulate sentences.
Oh, so you're saying like Ramona is, I mean,
I'm
Love
saying
is
Love,
capable.
Love is capable
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
She just chooses not to.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me. You know, it's not like all she's ever known is fighting and she doesn't know how to make a sentence and she can't express herself otherwise. We know she can.
Yeah.
She just doesn't.
And the other thing that Love says, and I don't know at what point she says this, but she said that, like, this conversation between her and Carla, like, every time I play it in my head, I'm ripping her head off, her face off. So if that's how you're going into a situation and that's how you're imagining it coming out, that's the energy you're putting out, that's what you are putting out in the world and the vibes, like, 100%. That's what's going to happen.
Of course. And when Karen chases after her and they're having that conversation, Love says, I tried to sit down nicely. I'm sorry.
No, she didn't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah. She did not at all.
Like, I did sit down, and then under 1 second later, you stood up and had her over the table. Like, I don't think she sees things correctly.
I don't know. I don't know how she's seen him. And so then we see a lot of focus on Karen. Karen being upset at the fact that she now thinks that Carla is going to think she set her up. And if I were Carla, I would totally think that too. Karen's the one who went up to Carla and said, Love wants to talk to you. Karen said, you know, I'm here so that there's no fighting happen.
Right.
Okay, Carla trusts that. And that didn't happen.
Right.
So like you said, Karen thought she was stronger than she was. You know, I think she underestimated Love. And I don't blame Karen for being worried about that.
Carla
because,
for being worried, yeah.
Yeah, well, and Karen for thinking that Carla's going to think that. Because
right,
I would
right.
think that, too. And I think anybody seeing that situation and not really knowing what was going on would think that, too, that she was set up.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
And we even see Renee, who comes to Carla's defense. And Renee and Carla have that issue.
Yeah.
It's like everybody, like you're saying with the quote, where now everybody sees that Love's crazy.
Yeah.
It's hard. Who do you trust in that moment? And everybody kind of bands around Carla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And I don't blame them.
I mean, everyone does.
Even like you said, even Renee.
Even, it was interesting to me though, the only person, even though Karen does come to Carla's defense.
Yeah.
It was interesting to me that she never said one bad thing to Love. When she came to the car, she wasn't like, Love, F you. I can't believe you did that. She was like, why'd you do that? What happened? You're my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
You think they're scared of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess a friend is a friend, and you stick by them, right or wrong. But
yeah, but Karen also knows probably how to handle love. Like, yeah. Handling love in a more delicate way versus coming at her is probably the smarter way to do it.
Right.
You know? And, like, Karen even said, like, listening to her, like, there was no reasoning with her. Like, she was gone.
Ramona, who's not involved in this fight at all, yeah. Sitting back in the background. How do you top this party?
I wrote
Stab
that down.
A bitch?
I wrote that down. I thought that quote was so funny.
First of all, she looked bomb. I thought she looked the most bomb.
She looked amazing.
Hair, everything.
I loved it.
She looked so killer. And yeah. Just standing there saying that, I was like,
you go, girl.
How do you top this party? Yeah.
I wrote that down too because I thought that was the funniest quote of the entire episode.
And so candid. That was not like cameras are on me. That was like her standing in the corner.
How do you top this?
How do you top this? I love that.
I thought that was so funny. And then like Carla ends up going. She's in the bathroom with Drita. And then like Karen tries to come in after talking to Love. And it looks like, you know, Karen's trying to resolve it. And you know, try and explain herself to Carla. Like, I didn't set you up. And I don't know if Carla ends up believing Karen or not. Maybe she will after she sees the footage. But if I were Carla, I don't think I would believe Karen either.
Neither would I.
Even if neither Karen came up to me, because that's such a scary thing.
I would not believe her, but I would be skeptical for sure.
For sure.
And then, I think the Renee thing did salvage it a little bit, and how they, she says that they have a kind of understanding because of how long they've known each other, and so that's why she was helping her, because, you know, Renee's like, I'm not going to let you stand here and let you bleed.
Yeah, yeah.
The weirdest thing to me, I can't even make words. The weirdest thing to me was the very last thing of the episode where we see Drita taking shots. She says, I'm the boss of my castle. And that's the end of the episode.
Okay.
Like they want to put it on a positive note, and I'm like, what?
Let's talk about the end of this episode, because I thought it was really... It ended way too quickly for it being the season finale.
There was no
recap, nothing to kind of like, I don't know if you watch like the Real Housewives show. Well, at the end of every finale, like usually there's something like this, a big party, all the women are there, but like they take a moment to like highlight each woman and just say where they're at now. And there's still reunions. And so there's still going to be a reunion in this case, but like you feel like that it was resolved. Like in this case, like, we didn't even see Big Ange at the end of it. We didn't even really see Karen like all the way at the end of it. I thought they would have at least taken a moment for each woman to say something.
I am the boss of my castle.
So weird.
It was like they were trying to use that as the quote to summarize the episode.
See, and what I interpreted as is like, is Drita getting her own show?
Right.
That's what I interpreted.
I don't know. I mean, I do think her transformation throughout the years has been a big subject.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not what this episode was about.
No, it was about.
And I think they were just trying to throw something on at the tail end so that we could leave on a positive note. But,
yeah.
And that was about the women. To me, it was just like, I was like so into it. And then I go to fast forward to get to the next.
Through the
commercials. And I'm like,
it was October.
Are you serious?
I know. I did too. I was like, when it was over, I was like, what? Like, really?
So for me, this episode was almost perfect.
No.
I thought it was so great leading up. And
they
then it was
another,
just,
like, 15 minutes.
I really need another 15 minutes of just what happened.
I just, like, mentally needed to, like, just,
relax.
Just relax from that and just see the women. And, like, I wanted to know what... I mean, I know they probably talked about it in the reunion, but, like, I want to know what was the... Was there a little bit of an aftermath?
I completely agree.
Something, like... They just needed something, and the way they ended the whole... And it's too bad, because this is the season finale, so this isn't just the end of this episode. This is the end of the entire season.
So, if it was the end of the episode, I could deal with that.
Yeah, because you know there's going to be a next week or whatever. But the whole season? And where is AJ?
Or if they had started the episode with the fight,
yeah,
and then unraveled from there, and showed last time of people getting ready, and showed the aftermath, and had 50 minutes of that, 40 minutes of that, then it would have been okay. But this was just like that... The big fight didn't come until the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty disappointed by the way the whole thing just ended really...
Like on a button note.
Really abruptly.
It was weird.
They needed more.
And now it's making us end on a weird note.
I know. I don't know what to say. King of the castle? Like, they're just so weird.
King of the castle.
I know. I guess so.
And then the music rolled out. No, like, it was just... Yeah, like we're saying, it was just not...
Super weird.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
But I am interested to hear about the reunion. And
oh, I can't wait to see it. I cannot wait. And I had actually someone tweet me and tell me that they were actually at the filming of the reunion. So they're gonna call in.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
great.
And give us a little dish. But
we need that in.
Yeah, but that's it. So, I mean, if you guys are listening to us on iTunes, rate us. Comment us, leave a message. We love listening to reading what you guys have to say. We're super sad that this is ending, and
it's so good.
It's so good. It's so good.
We'll be here next season for it.
Yeah, we will. So where can everyone find you, Roxy?
On Twitter at Roxy Stryer.
Aw, and I am Erica Vieira, and you can find me on Twitter at Erica Vieira LA. That's E-R-I-K-A-V-I-E-I-R-A-L-A.
And we're covering the reunion.
Of course. We'll be here. Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.